Welcome back to the Better Than One Marriage Podcast, where two are still better than one because they get a good reward for their labor. If one was to fall, the other would be there to pick them back up. I'm Ronald Corsi Jr.
And I'm Chelsea Corsi. And still we're still married.
I don't remember how many years.
All right. Almost.
Almost nine. It's just so much better when it's 10.
It is better when it's 10.
Because it'd be like, yeah, that's a strong
10. But nine
10.
Is good because that's almost 10.
It is almost
10. It's clearly rounded up to 10. It's not rounded down to 5.
Nah, it's not. Rounded up to 10. How long y'all been married? 10 years.
Exactly.
Oh, what was the date? Don't worry about all that. All right, just take my word for it. It was 10 years. Uh-huh. And just to think where we were, you know, and it's just so crazy to look back at how time goes by. And you just look at how you were. When you really consider, like, we're actually different people now than we were when we met.
Yes.
And it's drastically different. You have to actually ask yourself, like, would I have been with this person as the person they are now? As that young person. And I don't know. Who knows? You know what I mean? But you've grown together.
Well,
it sounds worse, right? But that's not what I mean. It's just like, it's just a thought that, like, oh, this is a different person. Like, she's your woman. She's in essence who she is, but it's just a different perspective, different responsibilities, different outlook, different moving forward. It's like, wow. So when you go into it, you don't say, hey, this person is going to be very different in 10 years. You just go in and you grow together prayerfully and not apart. And you just have this new person, but you still love this person, even though they're new. Yeah, it's just an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still love you. Amen.
This is a praise the Lord.
What a blessing.
I still love you as well.
Yeah, I'm a daddy now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm daddy. I'm not just Ron. I'm dad.
Yeah.
I'm husband. I mean,
yeah.
I'm minister to some people, which is so funny. Like
that's
Minister Ron. I was
that
like,
is what they call you.
I don't preach.
Huh.
Really?
Well, but you do.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm messing up. I need to stop preaching. Mid song. All right, shut that down. Shut that down. You know, the Lord is saying to me.
My friend and I have an ongoing joke of I've just been called into the ministry.
Yes.
Everybody open your Bibles to.
Yes, mid song.
Because we were talking about how songs can be really good sometimes and it'd be like working on your heart. And you just want to stand up and be like, I've just been called to preach.
That's very funny.
Yes.
So we're in marriage today, and, well, obviously, because this is the marriage podcast.
Amen.
What we do is really we talk about marriage, but a lot of times it spills into just life.
Yeah.
Which is necessary, because, you know, life is life. Life be lifin'.
Yes, as they like to say, as these be saying, young folks today.
These young folks be folksin'.
These chillins.
Chillins be chillins. Yeah, so I'll let you take the lead on that.
All right. This is a Why Did I Get Married themed. Or Why Should I,
Tyler Perry film.
Amen. Why Should I Get Married is our ongoing theme for this season. And I stumbled across a Facebook post on today that says, he can cook, he is neat, he knows God, he doesn't drink, he sticks to one woman and doesn't cheat. Where is he?
That's funny.
With the little eye-rolling emojis. And then you go down to the comments, and several men are saying friend zoned. Long ago when you wanted bad guys.
Oh, man.
That's what one just said. Another one said, with his woman minded his own business.
Certainly.
Another one says, I'm right here. With a picture of himself. And then another man says, ladies, if you're asking this question, you're not asking the right question. Obviously, this type of man exists because women are connecting with this kind of man every day. The questions you should be asking yourself are, what kind of woman would a good man like this want and should have? And number two, am I that kind of woman? So it was a mixture of being friend-zoned because you don't look the part, you don't make enough money, or you're not a bad boy or whatever. And the other side of the coin being, you are not deserving of that kind of man.
Well, yeah.
And I want to look at this on both sides because you know, there's men out there saying the same thing. Yes. What would the post say if it was a man, Ron? If it was a man talking about where is she, what would it say?
Well, unfortunately, I don't think that post could be created by a man. Hmm. Because if a woman did all of those things, well, maybe that's not the right way to say it. I feel like you'd have a better time finding a woman to be that way than you would a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think a man would friend zone that woman.
Well, what if the same factors are in play, that she doesn't look the way he wants her to look or make the amount of money he wants her to make or, I don't know, whatever the other things would be.
Well, I think we might have to look at friend zone. Because if you look at the reasons, sometimes it just doesn't line up male to woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is a woman saying that she's looking for these things. That's what she's really saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she's not, it's funny because she's saying that in like the present, but she's actually looking for these things as if they don't really exist.
Right.
Saying, where is this person
mm-hmm.
who can, you know, cook, clean, loves Lord and, yes. you know, all that good stuff. Saying, where is he? Which she's really saying is, I don't actually think they're out there. And if they are, I haven't found them.
Right.
Right. I feel like women, their idea of this man is a lot more detailed than a man's idea of a woman.
Hmm.
The man's idea of a woman is generally, you know, natural things. Like, obviously, I would like her to be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
To be a generally decent human being, to be cleanly and not stank.
Mm-hmm.
And I want generally, and after just general things, I need to be attracted to her, and we need to have just some sort of chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to have some sort of skills that can, you know, raise these kids if we have some.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, just do things that I need her to do.
Right.
That's it. And that doesn't necessarily even mean cooking. Cooking is great, but if you can't cook, I can get over that.
Yes.
That's a
floating thing too, where men are just like, where are them women that can cook and clean?
Well, yeah,
and, you know,
that's fair.
Cause
that's
do a all new those one. Traditional things.
That's a new one though, mm-hmm. right? Because normally, well, it's always been a joke that some women can't cook, but now I think it's like, I feel like it's much worse. Like a lot of women can't cook,
mm-hmm.
and maybe men too. However, men's natural, natural role wasn't always like the cooker. You know, my father's never cooked anything.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he said he cooked some eggs one time, but.
That was literally recent.
And that was recent. So that don't even count. So now it's just like that role that he would play in that scenario is a little different than hers. But I feel like it boils down to what women want from men and what men want from women are two different things
mm-hmm.
that sometimes don't line up. Like I wouldn't even expect a woman to look at me and say, you know, can he cook and clean?
Right.
It's like, why would you even want that from me?
Mm. Well,
like, why?
I think because we find ourselves in the pickle of, I have the flu. Or something like that, you know, or we also have to look at this from the perspective of, we are in a society where like people, like wives are not staying home
right.
like that anymore. If you're both working,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I do need you to know how to cook and clean, because we got to share this load here. You can't expect mm-hmm. me to work all day just like you mm-hmm. and then come home and do all the cooking and all the cleaning.
Yeah.
And then if I don't, it just can't happen because you don't know how to do it.
Sure, I understand that aspect, but I like just the aspect of like, that's where it started. Like, can he cook and clean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, well, why? It's like, why would that be? Like, in my mind, it would be, can he provide?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would be the first thing on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Where are the men who can provide and be like a father and husband to me mm-hmm. in a way that's helpful?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's start there. Can I actually depend on this joker?
Yeah.
Like, that would be where we start. Now we can get down the line. Oh, is he clean? Does he dress nice? Does he smell good?
Right.
You know.
Well, smell good can be at the top of the...
Well, yes, that's fair.
If you run up on somebody and they don't smell good, it's a wrap.
Well, I'm sorry. By smell good, I mean has a nice smell, as of not being stank.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
Not a funky man.
Okay.
I just mean somebody that bathes regularly, right? That's what I mean. I mean somebody who has like
wait.
I don't mean that. Like, hey, he takes a bath, smells good. I mean like, no, he has colognes that he likes.
I see.
And they smell nice on
and
him.
And he dresses nice.
Right.
Okay, so you're talking fancy.
Fancy guys, right? Yes. That I would say that stuff is lower, should be lower on the list. Like, it shouldn't be starting with like cooking and cleaning. It's like, no, those are things that are a part of the, like, in my mind, the rebellion and the mixing up of roles,
mm-hmm.
where now, you know, more women are like, a lot, it seems like everybody is working,
mm-hmm.
and they have stuff to do. So now they want to switch the roles and say, well, hey, I want to make sure he can cook and clean.
Right.
It's just like, all right, that's cool. But he needs to provide before he does that. It's like, you ain't be cooking clean in alleys.
Right. I mean, but you hear from a lot of men nowadays, mm-hmm. too, though, that they're looking for a woman that
mm-hmm.
can provide for herself, that's not looking to them to provide for her.
Yikes.
That, you know, they want her to have her. Like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of marriages that have separate bank accounts, and they want their woman to be able to just do what she wants to do with her money, and mm-hmm. they do what they want to do with their money. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, they don't want that, so.
Allegedly.
Yeah, and so now.
I don't know if
we have an issue of.
See, they don't want the responsibility of having a family,
mm-hmm.
or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't want the financial burden. And some of them have messed that up,
mm-hmm.
because you do have gold diggers. You've always had gold diggers.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like a hobby or like mm-hmm. a career now. Like,
well,
hey,
yes.
I just try to get pregnant by men who have
Yikes.
Money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, get them to pay for things.
Yeah.
Woo. All right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise God. help them, Lord. But yeah, I mean, no, you're right. They don't know what they want. They don't mm-hmm. know what they need.
Yeah.
Because they do want it, but they don't know what they need.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. So I feel like from that standpoint, you have men out here looking for women saying,
mm-hmm.
you know, how much money does she make? How established is she?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and does she take care of herself? Especially the older they get, because the age that people are getting married is getting older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I just read a statistic that was saying that, like, the average is, like, 30.2 for women, and then, like, 31 point something for men or something like that. That was very loosely paraphrased.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, people, the average is getting married at 30 mm-hmm. and 31 now. So at that point in your life, people, and maybe there's something to say for that too. You may be looking for something different when you're 21
yeah.
than when you're 31 than when you're 41, because you might ease up on has kids at 40 something
at that point,
because it's like, now this is really like and I feel like this is just really something to be talked about, because people don't want to get married because they feel like they can't find somebody who's marriage material. But it's like, but what is marriage material?
Nobody is marriage material mm-hmm. at a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you need to have just the building blocks of being a decent human.
Mm-hmm.
It's like marriage material. It's like, no, ain't nobody, because people have to go in and you have to groove it out.
Mm-hmm.
And by groove it out, it's like, you know, y'all rub up, y'all the sandpaper. You're gonna make each other better,
mm-hmm.
so you're actually marriage material.
Right?
Ain't no 20 nothing. It ain't even these people that's 50 are getting divorced.
Yeah.
And they're as established as they gonna be. You know, got the money, got the houses, everything they need, but can't get along with people.
Yeah.
And can't put themselves aside to do what's best for the family.
And those are the things that are not on the list.
Certainly, it's never on the
list.
You
know? Oh, great. So let's say. I meet a man or a woman that can cook, that can clean, that, you know, makes good money,
mm-hmm.
that is romantic, that yes. is caring, all of that. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, and they said loves God, but it's like, okay,
what does that mean? Yeah, it's very
because famous. There's people, you meet people and you just, oh, are you a Christian?
Yeah,
I'm a Christian. I believe in God.
Know what I'm saying?
And then it ends at that. I believe there is a God, that it is the God of the Bible, and I believe that Jesus was his son and died on the cross.
If it goes that far.
I mean, let's just say, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian. You know? Yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe in, but that is where it ends. I don't have a prayer life. I'm not in fellowship. I don't have a personal relationship. I don't read the Bible. But yeah, I'm a Christian though, because what does that mean to me? That means I believe that the Bible is true and there is a God and there is a Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, but you can find people, men and women, that fit certain carnal criteria.
Yeah.
But then it also just depends on, like, but who are you too?
Yeah.
And we've gone into this before about, like, compatibility.
Oh, yeah.
It goes beyond, because you are an individual. So, like, you know, and that's where the sandpaper, I think, comes in more so.
Yeah.
Because we need to rub on each other in a certain way.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And, yeah. And in certain ways, people, when somebody would say that when you pray to God, the things that you say to God expose more about you than they do about God. And how you go to God really shows where your intentions are, your perspectives lie.
Yeah.
And, you know, what your general thought process is. And I would say the same thing with when you're looking for a mate and you're saying, well, I want somebody to, and I'm only saying cook and clean because that was the first thing on the list. Yeah. Right. If you say I'm looking for somebody to cook and clean, what that says to me as a woman is like you don't want to be in the domesticated role. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure he understands that I have a place here and that he's not going to just do what he wants.
Right.
And I have say so. And the truth of the matter is you can have a man that cooks and cleans but still feels that same way about all that stuff.
Yeah.
And still wants to have you domesticated and still doesn't want you to have say.
Yeah.
Like it's not. It is the carnal things, is the things that are more temporal that we miss out, and we really have to ask, what is this list based on?
Right.
It's like, what is my list and what is God's list?
Mm.
God's list for a man that is, you know, fit is different.
Yeah.
It's different. And they have nothing to do with him cooking and cleaning, unless his cooking and cleaning lies in his selflessness and his grace and his mercy and his really faithfulness and dependability towards his family.
Because we ain't even get there. He cooks and cleans and he's single.
And jobless, which is why he's cooking and cleaning, because he's available.
Okay.
And then else
no, this guy. No, I was specifically going to say, it's like, okay, he cooks and cleans for himself just because he's cleanly.
Yes.
And he likes to cook. It has nothing to do with his heart toward you. It's because you're over here talking about selflessness and from the heart and everything. This man just wants a good meal.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
And he's chefy. Like, I love watching Gordon Ramsay. I like to chef it up in the kitchen.
Sure enough.
This has nothing to do with how I'm going to treat you.
No.
These are things I was doing when you were not here.
It's true.
And it's just things that I like to do.
Yes.
And I would be doing this whether you're here or not. But I don't really care about you.
Yeah.
I'm just living my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really just, this list should really be, you know,
rooted.
Yeah. Like, where is a man who, you know, is a follower of Christ?
Yeah.
Where is a woman who, you know, is selfless?
Yeah.
You know, righteous.
Okay. Yeah, that's hard.
Loving.
Yeah.
You know, sacrificial. Mm-hmm. But holds me accountable.
Yeah.
You know, builds me up, inspires me to be better.
Yeah.
And grow in the Lord. Praise with me. Praise over me.
Right, okay.
Hallelujah.
Yes, amen. Edifies you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the first response is part is like literally that friend zone is real.
It is.
And it's partly because like the friend zone it's a funny place because there's a certain amount of people in the friend zone that don't need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do.
Yes.
Because you got to listen. It's like when you're not attracted to somebody, you need to move on with your life.
Mm.
There's no, it's like, yo, it's if you see that my name is Ron, her name is Sheila, or, you know, or whatever, her name is Shelly. Whatever. And I am not attracted to this woman at all. She needs to be in the friend zone. And there needs be no, let me see if I can wear him. No, this is not TV. This is not no movie. If I don't find you attractive, it ain't going to work out. Now, for women, friend zone is the same. But men are different than women in the regard that a man will literally try and wear you down for as long as it takes.
Okay.
If he really feels like you're a prize.
I mean, sure.
Yeah. Which is sad for him because he's wasting time.
Yeah.
Because if she really is like, because, but it's the, you know what the problem is women, Chels.
Is it?
Women are the problem. Why? It's because you guys are better human beings than men. This is the issue. Women, it's y'all fault that the friend zone even exists, because a man knows that eventually she might find me attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she doesn't right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the goodness inside of her heart will open up at a certain point one day, maybe.
It's true.
Where eventually she might see me and go like, That's exactly what it sounds like.
It is true. That yes. does happen.
That's what happens. And now yeah. they see you in a different light.
Yeah.
And now all this time wasted where she just thought you was just over there like, hey, don't please. We could be friends, but no. And now she sees you like, oh, he might have something here.
Right.
He always had it. Nothing
yeah.
changed.
Yeah.
But women, that goodness inside of them that God placed in them apparently for whatever reason, that can see the good in people or the mm-hmm. potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out in a moment where now this friend zone, who literally when a woman sees you as a friend, you might as well just go home because there is no, just you're like a brother to her.
Yeah.
And she means that.
Like, and she means it from
you
her heart.
You are literally like a brother. Like yes. we might as well have been raised together because you will never see me naked.
Yeah.
Right. But that friend zone is, and he comes and he'll be, and this is why men are, they'll wear you down, because he'll wait for a time. And even if he isn't necessarily trying to not sabotage your success or anything, maybe he's really just being a friend,
mm-hmm.
but in the back of his mind, he's saying, I'll be there at the right time.
Yeah.
Where she needs either some advice or just a shoulder to cry on. And something inside of her is going to look at me and say, maybe.
Yeah. That, and there has to be an acknowledgement of just biologically us being different.
Mm-hmm.
There does have to be an acknowledgement of that, because God did make the man the hunter and gatherer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the same thing as like we went apple picking, me and the kids, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to pick an apple that doesn't look appealing.
There
I don't want to eat that.
Yes.
You know, women are looking at it differently, though. Mm-hmm. We're looking at it and saying, oh, but if I just peel the skin off, mm-hmm. I can still make a good pie.
There it is. Women.
We are, because we're going to be like, you know what? It has some freckles or some blemishes, yes. but it ain't mushy. You that know, is, I'm just like, okay, I can still wash this off, peel the skin off, chop it up. It's going to taste the same.
That's a bar.
I can still make the good pie.
You're flowing the man in the is prophetic. Just like,
okay.
You're flowing in the prophet.
No, seriously, that's but the bar. Man is going to say, this doesn't look good. I don't want to eat it. Toss. And that's, we're just biologically made that way. We yes. just are. It's not that women are better. It's just that we function differently. We mm-hmm. there's a purpose for the way that God made,
yeah.
you know, the man and the way that God made the woman.
Mm.
And I mean, so, you know, it's nice to, I mean, sure. Like, keep up with yourself. If you're on the market, you know, try to be appealing. Sure. Yeah. Present your best self. Yeah. However, you know, there is something to be. But the thing is, there's men out there that will find you attractive. You know, like this man might not. That doesn't mean that not that like all men will not.
Certainly.
You know, there's men out there that find you attractive. It's okay if this guy does not, you know, but for the woman, you know, to the point of all these men
mm-hmm.
in her comment section, like right here,
right
but
here.
Y'all don't want me.
You don't want me.
First of all, let's talk about sometimes people are delusional. Or is it really you, sir? Is it really you, sir?
People do be delusional.
You know?
That's true. You got to understand your levels.
You do. You,
all right?
You have to, because the thing is, though, I feel like it can go a long way, because what I'm hearing, too, is that like men are sitting here like, eventually she's going to see my value.
Mm-hmm.
And women are out here like, eventually he's going to see my value. And I might want to say to the man, look for her value, mm-hmm. you know, because beauty fades.
It does.
But a woman who fears the Lord
mm.
is to be greatly praised.
Amen.
You know, like, because like you were saying, to your point, she, if you have kids together, she's going to raise your children.
Yes.
You know, like if y'all are together, she's going to be your life partner and your support and everything. This woman might be banging looking. mm-hmm. you know, but if she can't, if her character is not good. Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah, look for both. Don't just, yes, that might be what initially attracts you to this woman, mm-hmm. but that shouldn't be all there is to her. Certainly. You know, like you should grow in attraction to her inside, and you should become honestly more attracted to her internal mm-hmm. than her external over time. But the reality is what your initial draw is going to be is you're going to look and say, oh, she's cute.
Yeah.
You know, and that's reality, and that's okay. And we want that. And we want that. But for the woman, maybe you do, because God actually did put more capacity in us.
Yeah.
You know, some, and let's not talk in absolutes. God works in mysterious ways, and it doesn't matter what your gender is. God, you know, sometimes he just has other plans. Maybe you were not immediately attracted to this woman, and God yeah. just does something different.
That's true.
But you know, maybe. But in the woman, we know that just by nature, miracle. We tend to be more so.
Yeah.
You know, the Laura's to your Steve.
Yes.
You know, the Professor Ogilvy is a lot harder to wear down.
Yes,
than Laura.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen.
It, yeah. It ain't gonna you happen. Know, but like Laura got to the point where she was just like, look, Stefan, you know, you're cute, but like
Steve is the one that really cares.
Steve loves me.
He loves me, loves me.
Yeah.
He loves me enough for him not to be with me, not for real.
Right, right.
He sent me a boyfriend.
Right.
So I would be happy.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm sitting, when you're talking, I was thinking about just the role as a helpmeet.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I don't want to say the spirit of the helpmeet, but the role that women, hey, I gave you the woman that she can come alongside,
mm-hmm.
really just like the Holy Spirit does. Come alongside and help.
Mm-hmm.
So now by nature it's more nurturing.
Yeah.
It's more you know, seeing the end goal or the end result that could result from something.
Yes.
As opposed to just what it is.
Yeah.
You know, women for are sure. the ones that'll be like, well, maybe we could.
Mm-hmm.
And men is just like, oh well.
Yeah.
And work out. Where yeah. she's like, well, maybe we could do this. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could do that. And you help me and you see the good in things. I think that's actually a brilliant analogy about the apples, picking yeah. apples, but you're going to make a pie
mm-hmm.
out of this raggedy apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know someone personally who was not attracted to the man that they wound up marrying,
mm-hmm.
and they were together for like a decade mm-hmm. before they finally got married. But, you know, she bought him clothes. She helped him with hygiene.
Amen.
She, you know, helped him with finances and things like that. Mm-hmm. And because he loved her so well,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he was, you know, even when it was off and on, like, oh, well, let's try to be together. But, you know,
man.
Like, you really aren't my ideal person.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
But he's like, but I'm still here. Yeah. And, you know, like, I still love you. I'm still going to be a friend, and I'm just still going to be around, mm-hmm. you know, and eventually he wore her down.
Nice guys finish last, Jones.
Yeah. But it's sad, finish. Though. But should they?
But see, but this is, they finish last.
Mm.
You see,
mm-hmm.
I will be there in the end.
It's true, because all them other men are going to fall off because
be
they don't
jail.
Fit the bill.
They don't fit the bill.
Yeah.
So that's the crazy part. It's like, nice guys, literally, they finish and they're last.
Mm.
We say it is like, oh, well, no, you're going to finish last. Like, oh, like you're going to be the last choice. It's like, well, I am, but mm-hmm. I'm going to finish.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Wow.
Whereas like it's just really, and I hate like this, it's not even that bad boy image, it's the edginess.
Yeah.
It's so funny because women want the edge, but once they get the edge, they want him to be soft.
Yeah.
And the same guy who's soft, they want to be edgy.
And you can say the same with men, mm-hmm. that they want her to be a lady in the street and a freak in the bed and yeah. be gorgeous, but mm-hmm. then they also want to domesticate her.
Right. Everything.
And she might not be that person.
She
that might
not
be you know, and they also want her to be like humble and be
mm-hmm.
subservient and all these other things, and
that's
it's like
funny.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. And that's where it's so hard, because the ink or the temptation and for men and really for women is always to put on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we're dealing with that, is the image that we project and the image that we actually are and the image that people see us as. We have the temptation to try and project what we feel like people want to hear or see or do. And what am I supposed to be in this moment rather than what am I actually in this moment?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we learned that from a youth, like from childhood, where my parents want me to be a certain way. I may or may not be that. So let me try and be that in their presence.
Ron, every time we do the podcast, a friend of mine just said the same thing. Oh. Or I just said the same thing to a friend. Yesterday, a friend of mine just said that. That is from childhood.
Yeah, it's always from childhood. We have the people pleasing. I mean, it's really part of the Christian issue we have where, you know, it's hard for us to do what God asks us to do because people pleasing is entrenched in everything from school to parents to just, especially, you know, black people, just overall adulting is just people like, hey, you respect adults and do what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, I guess I'll respect you and do what you tell me to do, which in certain regards is good. But the ramifications or down the line is that you have people who have a hard time just being who they are because they're so used to having to conform to what somebody else wants them to be.
Yeah.
And now we have full societies of Christians who God is saying, hey, I need you to do this. And we say in our hearts, I don't know how people are going to take it.
Yeah.
I don't know if really and really we're saying, I don't know if I'm going to be pleasing to these people.
Yeah.
And it's actually a pretty big issue. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to parent and live a life where you just have people who are independent thinkers but also act like they got sense. That's right. The hard part because we're like, hey, well, you're going to do what I said.
Right.
But I also want you to be able to think for yourself and not be a robot once you're out of my presence.
Yes.
But that's the hard part because that's all they've learned. And now...
And there's a transitional period because you can't expect that of a 3-year-old.
Right.
But in our case, we have a 3-year-old and we have a just about to be 8-year-old, Lord willing. You know, and it's like the 3-year-old.
Please.
He literally just went and put his hand in the toilet right before we filmed the podcast because we left the door open. You know, but the 8-year-old, you know, I just literally had a conversation with her earlier today saying, you're getting older now. And you can start being more mindful and making better choices and decisions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and if you know that something makes sense, you can just do it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to ask because what was going on was I asked her to stay in the room with JJ because we had such a toddler day today because he had peed in his toy box and I was cleaning his room.
Guy is drawing.
And I was cleaning his floor and I had to clean all of his toys and clean the entire toy bin. So I was like, just stay in your room with your brother because his room would be more ideal, but he needs to be in your room right now. And I felt bad for her because, of course, he's all up in her stuff that he shouldn't be in. His room is like the good room for him to be in. But I was like, oh, well. So she was on watch JJ duty, but she's getting over a cold and she needed to blow her nose. And she did not have any tissues in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. And I was like, sweetheart, in that moment, you can just come out. Now, I'm aware that I'm a snap on you and be like, why'd you leave your brother? I told you to stay with your brother, which I'm working on that. I'm working on that part of my character. However, I was like, all you have to do is come out and say, mommy, I need to blow my nose. Mm-hmm. The end. I'm not going to be like, why are you blowing your nose?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like, why'd you leave your brother? It's like, let's weigh this out here. But I said, you're getting old enough, though, to start doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You don't have to ask me to do, like, you don't have to ask me for permission to do every single thing. Mm-hmm. You may want to explain to me what's going on if I need a reference point, but you don't have to ask, is it okay for me to blow my nose? Of course it's okay for you to blow your nose.
Yeah.
But there is a transition that needs to take place. And I told her, I said, you're getting to that transitional point where, like, you're old enough now to start knowing. and not to put her on Front Street, but this is a rite of passage. You know, she needs deodorant now. And that was what started the conversation because I came in her room and I smelled it in the air.
Oh, no.
And I said, sweetheart, did you remember to put on deodorant after you had a bath?
Rhetorical question. Adam, where art thou?
And she was like, oh, I think I forgot. And I said, okay. That's what started the whole thing. I'm like, you're getting old enough to be more mindful. Mm-hmm. I don't have to tell you that you need deodorant. Mm-hmm. You can smell yourself.
Apparently not.
You also can feel, you know, it gets all tingly and itchy and like wet. You know, I'm like, let's be real. You know, it feels weird when you don't put on an antiperspirant because you perspire. I said, you can be mindful and pay attention, you know, and say, oh, I need deodorant. I don't have to tell you that. You also don't need to ask me if you need it.
Yes.
You know, but there is a point that there's a time that comes, you know, Paul said when I was a child, I spoke as a child and I thought as a child, but I got older and I put away childish things.
I became a man.
And I became a man. So there, I think that in parenting, the challenge is recognizing that window of making a shift, because a shift does have to be made. You can't expect that from them of day one, but you do need to guide them into independent thinking and living, which is hard.
Yeah, it is hard because it's the balance. The balance is hard because the world is hard.
Yes.
If the world was perfect, we could be more free just say, hey, you'll be all right just going out there. Mm-hmm. But that's not true. Mm-hmm. If you don't watch it, you could fall into, you know, various temptations and things that you don't want your kids to be involved in. So our natural inclination is to, you know, overdo it.
Yeah.
But that shapes our adulthood. Yeah. And now our even our expectations of who we're going to be married to. Can he cook and clean? And I'll ask, oh, so did your father cook and clean? Mm. Yeah, my father cooked and cleaned all the time for my mother. Or maybe he didn't at all. Mm-hmm. So now I want somebody to do that.
Yeah.
Right? And it works. But it's just funny to, like, that edgy guy is like, and here's the key. It's like, I think what men, where they mess up is that they don't understand women. Which is fine in certain regards, because we're not supposed to understand everything.
No.
But you have to, like, what a man tries to be exactly what he thinks she wants. Mm-hmm. And I literally had this thought today. I remember there was a show called it was a guy, his name was Mystery, which is already goofy. Mm-hmm. But he was like a closing artist, a game artist, something like that, where his job, a pickup artist, that's what it was called. It was on VH1. It was a very funny show, because you take these guys who don't know how to talk to women, and he's going to train them on how to do it. But there's an art to it. Like, there's a book and everything. Like, this is what you do. This is how you open a set. This is how you talk to a three-piece set. This is how you talk to a group. Hey, you can't handle a group. Don't go over there.
That's the end of this section.
You need
of
to
the
stick
book.
With. And he literally coaches them on how they look and what they're wearing. Is like, and you know, I remember there was a bigger guy, and he was like, hey man, you're a bigger dude, so you need to put on like a suit jacket or something, just leave it open, leave the top of your shirt open, just something more casual that looks good for you. Mm-hmm. It says, other guys, you look good and whatever, wear this, wear that. But I remember it's time for them to go out, because what happens is they give them all the tools. It's a show, and it's a game show. You're supposed to win.
I feel like I remember it.
How can you not? Because this is so funny. And he's saying pickup artists. It's similar to the movie Hitch, where Will Smith is trying to get men to really get out of their own way.
Yes.
He's not trying to allow them to get draws from women. That's not what he's really doing. He's trying to get them to be able to have a long-lasting relationship and not mess it up. Mm-hmm. In essence, it's kind of the same thing with these people. They're a little less noble, but, you know, you're a pickup artist. It's like, well, no, they're really trying to have sex with these women. Mm-hmm. But they're not trying to use them. Mm-hmm. You know, they plan on people being good guys, right? But the thing would be, every week, you know, have new challenges and stepping it up. And it's like, eventually they tell them, all right, we're going to go out into the club. And we have cameras and we have mics. We can hear everything you're saying, everything you're doing. We're going to see if you're paying attention to what we're doing. And there was this guy, Chels. He knew how to break dance.
So, all right, now. You just stop there.
He knew how to break dance, Chels. But that was like his go-to thing. And they were specifically like, don't break dance. Like, don't, under no circumstances.
Oh my gosh.
Don't break. But this is his talent, Chels. He's trying to show off his talent. And of course, he goes in there, starts supposed to open up the set, supposed to say something clever. Hey, how you doing? Beautiful. You know, I normally don't like white skirts, but, you know, I'll make an exception.
Right, right.
Or something, you know, he's supposed to say something to her. But, you know, when that stuff starts folding and she don't care at all, just hitting with the, ugh. He's like, well, you know, and it starts something. Eventually, he just busts out in these breakdance moves and they're back there.
I promise you, some of these, if that's real, I'm really upset.
And this, he was nice. Staged. Like, he could really break.
These are paid actors. You bet this better not be real people.
He could really break dance. He was nice, but he was doing what he thought would work.
Yeah.
he's like, oh, she's going to like my breakdance moves. She didn't like what I had to say, but she'll see that I can breakdance. And then she'll say, oh, he's so talented. Let me now be interested
and
in him.
And this is where we have to address this stuff that's on television for kids. Because yes. That really used to be, I don't know what's on TV nowadays, but that used to really be on Teen Nick.
Man.
Like on Kenan and Kel or something.
Yes.
Oh, she didn't like me when I talked to her, but watch when she sees my breakdance moves.
Watch me see
and then they do it. And then she comes up to him in the episode. She's going to come up to him after, like, oh, wow, you really are cool.
Yes, this ain't real.
And then they're going to walk off together into the sunset.
That ain't real.
This is not real.
It's not real. So now that's literally what his go-to is. And he already has struggles talking to women. But now it's like, well, I have to do something, so I might as well try to impress her.
Mercy.
But that's where men struggle. It's like we want to be what we think women want.
Yeah.
And we don't always understand what they want. They want somebody. I mean, they want, we know, we kind of know what they want, but we don't think that's who we are sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Or we don't have the confidence to pull that off.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's warranted. Everybody's not Boris Kojo.
It's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. Everybody doesn't get the benefit of like, oh, look at that gorgeous man.
Right.
Huh. Think I'll see if he can impregnate me. Because he's pretty darn good looking. All he has to do is say hi. Like, hey, how you doing? I'm available. And I'm not pregnant right now.
I live at this address. Are you coming?
Yeah. If you'd like to accompany me, you can. Right? Everybody's not going to have that.
It's true.
You know what I mean? But you have something. And that's just funny. But if you're not necessarily that good looking or whatever, like you have something inside of you that she can be attractive to.
Yes.
But you have to kind of know what she's looking for.
And play to your strengths.
And play to that. Don't play to what
not to breakdancing.
Not to breakdancing. Listen, if breakdancing is your strength.
I'm talking character.
Character.
Not talents and skills.
Yeah, not
and,
that.
And women hate braggadocious men.
Right.
For the most part.
For
I never really met a woman that's like, he came up to me bragging about himself and I love that.
Cocky. Some women like a cocky man, not
but
a braggy.
But you can be cocky without saying
yes,
why
I understand.
You can just carry yourself in a way where you know your value. That's
yes.
like
and
different.
Yes. And even at the heart of that is really just confidence.
It is. It's not cockiness. It's
not
confidence.
Even if it comes off cocky.
Yeah.
In her heart, she feels like, oh, he's confident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's all. It never really is. It's like you're portraying what you think she wants to see, but mm-hmm. you don't always understand the method.
Right. Right.
And now you're out here breakdancing when all she needed was somebody to look her, literally just look her in the eyes and let her know that, yo, you are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
I don't
not
even
always
know
flattery
why you're sitting over here by yourself.
Yeah. It's not always flattery either though.
Yeah. But sometimes it
you
ain't.
Know, sometimes it is, but sometimes it's literally a guy coming up just like, hey, how you doing today?
What's going on?
You having a good day?
Yeah,
yeah. I had a rough day. I'm just glad to sit here and chill out, you know, and just calm down, you know, whatever.
Something.
And just be a nice guy.
Just be a nice
like,
dude.
Like, I promise you, I've said this on the podcast before, mm-hmm. you know, like, I wasn't someone who didn't have people hitting on them,
yeah.
you know? So, like, I got hit on a lot. Mm-hmm. And especially depending on, like, where you're from and everything, like, I was from the city. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
it's a different culture. It's a different mm-hmm. vibe. And it's like... people it's like literally I just want a guy that's nice and
yeah.
that appealed to me that
I
talked to you mm-hmm. and you didn't try to nothing
no
like the first time that we talked and I did start talking to you first so mm-hmm. that's helpful
yeah.
but either way I feel like you wouldn't have I don't think you would have led with hey can I get your number I'd like to take you out sometime and
yeah
I don't know like it really helped me that you did not lead with that.
Yeah, I
would know?
Anyway. Because at the end, well, I'm not to cut you.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, but like, yeah, I noticed that more. Like,
you know what? I think that's actually very important to say
mm-hmm.
is that number one, the way you value yourself is portrayed in how you value her.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the truth. If I just met you, you're not actually necessarily worthy of me.
No.
I don't even know you.
Right.
All I know is that you're cute.
Right.
So now if you're coming and saying, hey, man, well, you're cute, so that's basically enough for me. It's like, well, your self-worth is very low from the jump.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But now it's like, no, it's not just her or you or her. It's like, no, if I feel like I'm valuable, therefore you don't get to just have me.
Yeah. Amen.
Based off of your looks. And she can understand that from like a, you know, a basic chemistry. Like, yeah, this man is either hungry or he's like thirsty.
Right.
This man is thirsty.
Yeah.
Which means his self-value is low to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll come off screaming, and she didn't want no parts of that.
No. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it really just shows a lot about, like, your values and everything, too. Like, women that want a husband, not women that want a date, and same thing with men, but, you know, women who want a husband, they're not looking for a man that wants a date.
Yeah.
You know? They're looking for a man that's just, like, that you have that chemistry with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really is. And then that can really supersede like what you look like, how much you make, all that type of stuff. It's just like, we really hit it off. Like, I met him. He was so nice. He's someone I want to spend time with.
Mm.
He's someone I want to talk to. I talked to him. He actually listened to what I said, you know, and he didn't just kind of like, but like next time we talked, he asked me how that thing I told him about was going.
Killed her, right?
You know,
there.
Boom.
Caught her upside the
boom.
Head. Ooh, didn't see that coming.
Boom, like Johnny. Taking genuine interest in my well-being.
Yes.
And when you really look at the fact that a man is supposed to be a provider, you know, and like a, like it really, like you're supposed to make sure I'm good.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I'm not getting vibes that you care about how I'm doing,
then this ain't gonna work.
This ain't gonna work. That's not attractive
to
me.
You're better at that.
Yeah.
Women, like, they pick up all that
naturally
stuff.
Naturally, we do that.
Right. They
and
naturally
y'all don't
do
care.
That.
Yeah, please. Like, you know.
My Lord. Stephanie, babe, you don't know who this. And you just like, oh, I think she the one. She the one.
Why didn't she babe?
She got roaches crawling out of her purse. And,
oh, no.
And ain't no money in her purse. And her shoes is raggedy.
Oh,
and toes
Jesus.
Ain't done. She ashy. You ain't noticed none of that.
First of all, my toes ain't never done.
That's funny.
Nah, but no, you're making a funny point, and that's fine. But no, it's just funny because, like, no, you're right. It's like men, well, I mean, I'm sorry. That was a little bit of a, no, but like men don't appreciate that as much. This goes back to love languages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like women, that's not one of the five love languages, but that's just like a his needs, her needs more.
Yeah.
So we read a book called His Needs, Her Needs. And it talks about that, like women, we're looking for someone who cares about our well-being, who's going to see to our well-being.
Yeah.
And men are looking to someone who admires and respects them and is going to make sure they're good in that type of way.
Mm.
You know, like you're going to make me stronger and look better.
Yeah.
Really? Sure. Like, let's just really call it what it is.
Sure.
You know, like you make me better and you make me look better.
Right.
You know, because when people come to my home and it's clean and it's well designed and my wife made a home cooked meal and it's delicious and all of that, it's like the pride of that's my wife.
Well, yeah.
Men are driven by ego, you know, and that can be bad, but it's really not.
Yeah.
But like, you know, it's just, but we just, it's the realities of our biological makeup, you know, that men are, you know, the winners, you know, it's like, I won.
You gotta win.
Yeah, you gotta win. And it's like, you gotta accomplish and you gotta get props, like,
well,
you know, to a degree.
Yes, but I mean, ironically, I mean, all of that is generally for you guys. Yeah, it's so that we can win a woman, right?
When you're a good man.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can look back at even just Seven Brides for Seven Brothers or just like all those old things. Like even if you watch the Ten Commandments, I mean, it was a little bit imaginative, but you see like Ramses and Moses fighting over the girl. You see, you know, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. They in here doing a dance battle, trying to win a girl. There's so many movies.
You said they was fighting over a girl. Is this
fighting over the girls.
You mean
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers?
No, I'm talking about, you said the Ten Commandments.
Oh, yeah, Ramses and Moses were fighting over, what's her name? Nefertiti?
Oh, yeah, that in the movie?
Yeah.
With Charlton Heston?
Yes.
I've never really seen it.
So.
I've seen it, but not really. Like, not enough to remember it.
Dagger.
And especially now they fighting over some
too
lady.
Hard.
It wasn't his woman. His woman was Zipporah.
He did marry Zipporah. Zipa. This was before he left Egypt.
Oh, okay.
And this was imaginative.
That is imaginative.
It was imaginative. But okay. Art imitates life.
Okay.
You know, like they show in movies all the time. There's always dudes fighting over a girl.
Sure.
But it's like, but that's like the male way. We're trying to prove that we are worthy of the, you know, but when you're a good man, it is all for her and it is all for your family and everything. Like,
yeah.
I want to do well for them.
Yeah.
I don't just want to do well because I want to be great and awesome. And this goes back to the scripture we talked about last week. And when Solomon's like, right. And if I don't have anybody to share with this, what is this even worth?
Right.
You know, but you're driven by that though, yeah. You know, and we're driven by you actually seeing us in a light where you want to do that for us.
Yes, guys on the winning side of that equation. Pesky women.
That's so funny.
But they're the givers of life.
No, but I think that there was something you said earlier, and I'm really upset that I kind of forgot what it was because I wanted to follow up on it.
Yeah, I was saying that knowing your worth is you show her how you value yourself by how you value her.
Mm-hmm.
And how you approach her could show you how you value her. It's like, if you, number one, if all you're looking for is sex, it already says that you don't value yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is not, like, everybody shouldn't have you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you would, that means if everybody can have you, then you would expect that you can have her.
Wow.
And that don't mean you necessarily deserve her either. Mm-hmm. Why would you deserve her? I mean, you know, in God, you don't really only supposed to have one anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Socially, people kind of do whatever they want, but you're going to portray an image regardless.
Yeah.
And you have to be careful how she sees you, because she already is going to have a, you know, women are just far better communicators, and, you know, they pick up a lot of subtle things. I'm pretty good at picking up things, but, you know, women are just different. But they'll have an understanding of you based off of what you portray. Yeah. So if anything, it'd be better you actually portray you, the truth.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You actually portray the truth than try to portray a lie.
And work on who that is.
Yeah, because a woman wants somebody with some edge.
Yeah.
But she don't want you to, you know, like, they don't really want a real bad boy. Like, she don't want somebody that's in a cartel.
Right.
like he may have been killing people.
Not a
recently.
Christian woman.
No. Like, or really a woman in general. Ain't nobody trying to be in that.
No.
They just want somebody who's interesting and, you know, has a little bit of edge who'll make you want him to be able to make fun of you if he needs to. Crack a joke on you. You know what I mean? And not be so soft that she feels like you won't protect her. That's all it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. And getting back to the whole list thing, it's like, what your list is driven by as a Christian, you know, should be the word of God.
Yeah.
You know, should be what you want in a, you know, a man who's going to be the priest of your home. And a woman who's going to be, you know, your helpmeet.
Yeah.
Like, if you just stop at those places.
Yeah, you could have stopped. The priest offers sacrifices.
Yeah.
The priest is sacrificing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's for the sake of others.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he goes into the holies of holies, he, you know, they got to tie a rope around him.
Yeah.
Just to make sure he don't die in the process. But he's offering.
Well, to make sure you can pull him out, because
get him. That's true. That's right. Make sure we don't die if we got to pull him out if he ain't right. But he's making sacrifice. He's putting his life on the line.
Mm.
That's the priest of your home.
Yeah.
My life is on the line for the sake of other people's lives.
Yeah.
And livelihoods.
Yeah, because you're supposed to present me.
That's right.
To the Lord.
That's right.
Without a blemish.
There it is. There you go. And that's why he's the high priest.
Washing her with the water of the word.
Yikes. Have mercy.
Yeah. That's the husband that you want. And that's the father you want to your children.
Yeah.
You know, and for the mother, you know, and wife, you know, you want her to be a helper to you.
Yeah.
And when you really read about, like, you know, the Proverbs 31 woman, it talks about how she speaks wisdom, you know, and she's like temperate and things like that. It's like you want somebody who's, you know, women are supposed to be offering wisdom and also to guide the home. And there's just reason for all those things, because, you know, if you are going to be the provider, you know, and we are to be provided for, you know, then it's like, okay, well, somebody does need to be able to, you know, hold up the back end so that you're able to actually be able to go out and not be falling over from hunger or fatigue.
Yeah, amen.
And it's like, it's a lot. I mean, it's a lot. But Yeah, when you look at the Word of God, that list changes. And I think that maybe the wait time for you to find who you're looking for, or for you to quantify who's worthy, it changes drastically.
Yeah, just like we have changed, right?
Yeah.
Because what I would be looking for now is, you know, barring we never had children, or, you know, obviously I never met you. I mean, well, who knows where I would be, but it would certainly be different than 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. With a closer walk with God is like, I feel like, you know, well, yeah, I was like, my first real girlfriend was Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like, now I would never, you know, and I'm not coming at Muslims. It's just, I believe something so drastically different that I wouldn't even imagine looking for a woman who doesn't believe what I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that list can be, it can be your friend, it can be your enemy.
Yeah.
But, you know, you line it up with God and see what God feels about it. I feel like God doesn't really care about the details. He cares about the heart behind the details.
Amen.
He doesn't really care about your cooking and cleaning. Why are you cooking and cleaning? Because you may be cooking and cleaning just to rub it in her face.
Mm.
Look at what I did. This is what you're supposed to be doing. You know?
Mercy.
And you may only be providing so that you can have control over her, so you can get her to do whatever you want.
Mercy.
Right. But at the heart of it, if you really love, you know, and if you do it to honor God, then you're blessed.
Amen.
Amen. All right. This has been a blessing, and we thank you. Good night.
Good night.